Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Sports Musings. I'm your host. My name is Frank Viglio. Today we're going to talk about the Yankees and the Giants. The Yankees last night lost to Detroit 5-2, and they fell three back in the loss column to both Detroit and Seattle for that second wild card spot. The Yankees play against the Tigers tonight. It's Shane Green versus David Price. The Yankees have actually... They have some hitters who have had some success off of David Price. Jacoby Ellsbury, it says here in the ESPN article, this year 7 for 14 off of Price, and Brian McCann is 4 for 10 with 3 home runs, which is pretty crazy off of Price. And the Yankees have to hope that Brett Gardner, who's been one of their better hitters all season, will be back in the lineup tonight. He's had a sore ankle after he hurt it over the weekend, and so he's going to try to run on it today. And we'll know what, you know, how he's feeling. And Price in his regular season career is 10-5 with a 3.64 ERA against the Yankees, and this season has a 3.58 against the team. So it's not like the Yankees smack him around the ballpark, but 3.58 is also above his season long 3 ERA. And I mean, he had a rough start, so he's been pitching much better of late, but. You know, the Yankees, it's not like he shuts them down like Felix Hernandez does. Where, you know, as a Yankee fan, when the Yankees go in to play Felix Hernandez, they have very little chance of winning that game. It's not the same case with Price. You know, they can get a few runs here or there. The trick is going to be Green trying to keep the Tigers down. You know, sometimes Green is really good, and sometimes he's not very good. That's really been the story of the season so far. He's had some great starts. He also has some starts where Girardi took him out after a few innings because he just didn't have it. And that happens sometimes, especially for a young starter. If you remember, his last start was against Chicago. He went 5 innings, gave up 3 earned runs in a Yankees win as the Yankees swept the White Sox. The Yankees really need to win this game. You know, they don't want to fall 4 back. I feel like we've seen this a lot, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I feel like we've seen this a lot where teams are they're struggling, and then they get on a hot streak. They pull within a close margin. In fact, the Yankees kind of did this in 2007 with the Red Sox. I mean, not as extreme, but they're struggling. They seem they're out of it. They pull within a close margin, and then they fall back a little bit, and they can never quite get back to where they were, and they're just always... just out of reach of winning the division or winning the wild card. You remember the Yankees in 2007 were double-digit games out about halfway through the season against the Red Sox. They pulled within one game back in the loss column in September after I think it was a sweep, and then that's it. They never got closer. They lost the next game. Boston won, and the league grew to 2, and then it kept growing after that. And my fear would be as a Yankee fan is that they're expending so much energy, and they're playing so hot right now. I know they lost yesterday, but coming into yesterday, they were playing so well. And Detroit was playing so poorly that when things correct themselves and the Yankees come down to earth a little bit and Detroit, you know, starts to play a little bit better, the lead that Detroit has over the Yankees and Seattle might just balloon to a much bigger lead than we've seen so far. Actually, as we speak, Seattle's hosting Detroit, Texas right now. The middle of the first is no score. So, we'll see what happens with that. And the Yankees, like I said, they got to win this. And they still have 8 more games with Baltimore. They're still 6 out. And I'm sorry, they're 7 out now. So the Yankees, I said this on Monday. If the Yankees lose more than 10 games for the rest of the season, going into the game against Kansas City, they weren't going to win the division. They had basically no chance. And that was with 61 losses. So if they finish with 72, I really don't see them winning. I mean, if they finish with 72, I really don't see them winning the division. Right now they're at 62 losses. I really think they have at most 9 left to go for the season. And they have 32 games left, which means that they go 23-9. I mean, it's doable. But they had to play well above their heads and way better than they've played all season. And that's to get the division. And that's assuming Baltimore plays around 500, so it's not... actually, a little below 500. So it's not... that's not particularly easy, But the fact that they have that second wild card to fall back on a little bit makes things a little bit easier to think about as a Yankees fan. It's not as dire as, you know, it would have been a few years ago where there was just one wild card and we knew for a fact that the Athletics or the Angels were going to get that wild card. And, you know, basically the Yankees were fighting to catch the Orioles and that was it. But that's really it with the Yankees. Like I said, they have to, you know, they really need this game tonight. They hit Price a little bit, but not too much. And, you know, we'll see. I'm sure every Yankees fan realizes how poorly the team plays in Detroit. And, I mean, against Detroit in general. I know they took 3 out of 4 at Yankee Stadium earlier this month, but the Yankees typically don't play Detroit well. You know, they've lost to them almost every time they met in the playoffs. I think it's, yeah, the last three meetings all ended with Detroit wins. And I could be wrong, but I think the Yankees have a combined 3 playoff victories in those three series, which is just horrendous. But, so the Yankees, you know, it's, they gotta turn a lot of things around. They gotta get back in it. If they win tonight, they could pull back within 2 games of Detroit, and depending on what happens right now with Seattle, they can, move up a game with them too. I just want to touch a little bit on the Giants. The Giants, it was reported early yesterday that Jeff Schwartz, a very important offensive lineman for the Giants because that team doesn't have great depth on their offensive line. Schwartz is their left guard. They just signed him over the offseason. He dislocated his toe against the Jets, and a lot of people were worrying that he was going to be out for most of, if not all of the season. That doesn't appear to be a case. He's in a walking boot. They said that he will be in that walking boot for about a week, maybe a week and a half, and then they'll assess it, they'll put him in rehab, and then we'll see from there. Now, most people think that he's going to miss a game or two, but that's not the end of the world. The Giants, like I said, don't have much offensive line depth. I think most Giants fans remember last year just how poor the offensive line played. So, getting him back as soon as possible, because he's very good, will be great for the Giants. And if he can be out for 1, maybe 2 games and that's all, and then he comes back and he's, you know, even if he's like 85-90% of what you would hope, it's still pretty good, and it's still better than whatever the Giants are going to do in the meantime, especially because really coming back this year outside of Schwartz, it might have just been like Justin Pugh, who's healthy and ready to go there. Now, a lot of people are worrying about the Giants' offense, and, I mean, if you look at it, the Giants are pretty, I know, like, it hasn't looked very good, it's looked out of sync, but people have to remember, the offenses in the preseason are always pretty vanilla, they're not trying everything they want to try, and look, the Giants have talented offensive players. Eli Manning, I know last year he wasn't very good, but he's very talented. Victor Cruz, if the offensive line, again, the offensive line has a lot to do with this. If Schwartz can come back by like week 2 or week 3, and your offensive line is relatively steady and gives Eli enough time to survey the field and stuff, you know, he has Victor Cruz, Ruben Randall, Beckham whenever he decides to come back, Manningham as a 4th receiver, and he still has Rashard Jennings and Andre Williams. So look, they have a talented offensive team, and you know, watching football, you know, these last, you know, for as long as I have, I really feel like what it comes down to is your team's success or failures. The preseason is not a good barometer for what they'll do in the regular season by in terms of performance, but injuries, it obviously really could be. Like, I feel like the Giants should be happy if Schwartz comes back in a couple weeks, that they made it out of preseason. Well, that's, they're playing against New England in their last preseason game, but starters typically play very little. I know the Giants are going to play their starters, but they typically, you know, they don't really play very often. So, if they can get off the Patriots game without too much injuries, or too many injuries, and or like no important ones, I really feel like the Giants should be very happy that they made it out of preseason without any devastating injuries, and not really worrying about how good or bad the offense has looked, because, it's the preseason. And, you know, I think Bill Barnwell did a piece for Grantland about a week ago talking about preseason, and I think over the last 15 years he was saying the wins, the average win total of teams that go 4-0 in the preseason is 8, and teams that go 0-4 is 7.3. So it's not even one full win between teams that look horrible in the preseason and teams that look great. So you can't look at the preseason and think anything other than please don't get injured to your important players. That should be the only concern. If your team, it just doesn't matter, especially if you have an established quarterback. If you have a rookie quarterback or something, or a rookie player, and you want to see them do something, it's a little bit more understandable. When you have a more of a veteran team, or for the most part a team that's, you know, that's been through this multiple times and you've seen them perform at a high level in the NFL, you're really just hoping that there are no major injuries. And like I said, if Schwartz can come back in a couple weeks and the Giants can get through the Patriots game without any devastating injuries, as far as I'm concerned, this has been a pretty good preseason, because that's the only thing that can really come back to hurt you. And that's even with Beckham not playing with his hamstring injuries. You know, I'm sure he's practicing, and luckily the Giants have Cruz and Randall, where having Beckham, you know, he doesn't have to start, and it's not a huge problem that he hasn't played so far. But from what I'm reading, he should be healthy for the preseason starter, or at least a lot of people around the team believe that will be the case. Alright, my name is Frank Diglio. This has been My Sports Musing Podcast. You can email the show at mysportsmusings@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.